Communication Network, coming to from the hills, overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully the views of our special guest here in just a few minutes. And I certainly hope we have him with us, certainly one of my favorite guests. But we're going to be talking today about health and health issues. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer in the United States has increased from about 1 in 36, about 3% in the early 1900s, up to 50% right today and rising? Why would that have occurred? Have you ever wondered why one in every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, one in 150 has autism, and then there's the other autism spectrum diseases, and you don't see it among the Amish children and the Mennonite children. You don't see it in other countries where they do not have mandatory vaccines. Certainly, have you ever wondered why the incidence of heart disease is rising so rapidly? Why the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, especially Alzheimer's in younger people, is rising? I believe medicine is a wonderful and noble profession, but I will tell you that they're doing something seriously wrong, and the doctors really don't understand why the incidence of cancer is skyrocketing. Because, of course, they're pretty well programmed to do what they do by the drug companies that send those attractive young ladies with the short skirts around to their offices to tell them about the wonders of this drug or that drug. And many of these drugs actually kill people. Avendia, these diabetic drug they were talking about, increasing the death rate, you know, from heart disease of 50 or 60%, something like that. Why would you want to prescribe a drug like that? And why would the FDA leave it on the market if they're really there to protect our health? Well, our guest is Bill Sardi. Hi, Bill. What are we going to be talking about today?
Well, do your listeners actually believe there are cures out there for which the establishment doesn't want you to know? Of course, it's a leading question, and it's one that I know a lot of people will say yes to. And according to studies, of course, people actually believe this. And is there any truth to it? Do people really believe there's a cure for cancer or cataracts or any of these other things that are actually plague mankind and they're keeping them from us? And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit. We're going to use actually cataracts as an example to give everyone an idea, because they're fairly universal. They occur as we get older. And, of course, every time the American Cancer Society does a survey, they find out that a strong percentage of Americans do believe that there are, for instance, cancer cures that are being withheld from the public. And they try to dispel this every time. Of course, the dispelling is nothing more than saying, oh, there's nothing in our cupboard. We're hiding nothing. But, of course, the public believes otherwise. And, of course, now to see the renewed enthusiasm for vitamin C to treat cancer, something that Dr. Linus Pauling was, criticized when he caused terminal cancer patients to live 6 months longer than normal, when they didn't have any drugs that extend the life span of terminal cancer patients at the time, and still don't significantly. And some of these people actually lived a year or two beyond when they should have met their demise due to cancer. And, of course, he showed that in the 1970s.
Will you hold that thought, Bill? We'll be right back in just a moment.
And Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I know at one time I would have found it very difficult to believe that anyone would suppress a treatment for cancer that was effective, but as we've grown older and gotten to know Bill Sardi and certainly done a lot of research and read material that he's been putting out, there's no question that there are effective cancer treatments that most doctors have no idea are available. But you go ahead and tell the story here, Bill.
Well, to start and lead off with cataracts, of course, Dr. Linus Pauling with another doctor, Ewan Cameron. Dr. Pauling, of course, was a PhD, didn't have access to patients, but Dr. Cameron was a practicing physician, in, I believe, in Scotland, so they teamed together and did this study. And, of course, it used intravenous vitamin C and, of course, effectively in patients, ethically, they all signed consent forms and these were terminal cancer patients. No other treatments were withheld from the patients, and of course, they did live far longer than anticipated. And of course, what they were criticized for, it wasn't a complete cure. And of course, these patients living longer wasn't good enough. Imagine had you taken these patients before they were stage four in the most advanced terminal case stage, and then of course treated them with vitamin C. The vitamin C was administered intravenously, and that got to very high concentrations in the blood, and now we find out that high concentrations of vitamin C in the blood produces something very non-toxic, but transiently toxic to cancer cells only, hydrogen peroxide. Now, hydrogen peroxide is H2O2 chemically, and then converts to H2O water, so it's certainly totally non-toxic in the end, but for a transient period of time, it will selectively seek out and kill cancer cells if you can get the blood levels high enough. Of course, the Mayo Clinic then followed with a 10,000 milligram oral dose of vitamin C and then said this was impossible and then disproved Linus Pauling's work. And that was that. Let's just dust it off. And that, and from thereafter, we weren't supposed to look at this ever again. Of course, it's been proven now that as you take vitamin C, it's a water-soluble, and orally, you can't get the same kinds of blood concentrations, or can you? We'll get to that in a second. But the point is that the blood concentrations in numbers get up to 14,000, 23,000, and orally, they're in the hundreds, not in the thousands. So is it still beneficial for cancer? Certainly for preventing it, but what about treating existing cancer? Well, there is a controlling mechanism, and so as we take in vitamin C, beyond about 500 milligrams, the rest is excreted very rapidly. Now, what they didn't consider at the time was, well, what if you take it in intermittently, let's say every hour or 2 hours or 3 hours? And so if you did that, you'd keep the blood levels extremely high. What if you found a way to slowly administer the vitamin C so it, therefore you wouldn't have this issue of the body wanting to excrete it rapidly, and then you could keep very high levels up? Well, now it turns out that Dr. Steve Hickey and Hillary Roberts in Great Britain, these are pharmacologists, graduates of Manchester University, have shown that you can actually even get oral doses high enough to kill cancer cells. By the way, it would not harm a healthy cell. Vitamin C seeks out and destroys cancer cells selectively. And, of course, in one study here, it did it tremendously, just eradicated all the lymphoma cancer cells in that they had studied. Now, what they did is took blood out of cancer patients and then put it in, and this is what it did. But they've now found, retrospectively, going back and looking at some cancer patients who did undergo high-dose vitamin C intravenously, that they had dramatic and spectacular unexplained remissions, except for the vitamin C, obviously. So then they had to go back and reevaluate this. Of course, the scientists dismissing all this were from the National Institutes of Health, running around for a couple of decades saying vitamin C is useless, that it creates nothing but expensive urine and these kind of things. It's useless to take vitamin C pills. And then it even got to the ridiculous point of trying to tell Americans that more than 200 milligrams of vitamin C might even cause a DNA mutation that could cause cancer. Of course, this was ridiculous, since animals synthesize or make their own vitamin C continuously all day long and certainly don't get cancer because of it. And they make thousands of milligrams a day, but the point being is that we don't even make a vitamin C pill anymore, hardly in this country, that is less than 500 milligrams. So can you imagine the insanity of all this as this is going on? I wrote Science Magazine at the time they published my letter when I challenged the assertion 200 milligrams would cause cancer, and then it found out that studies had been done up to 10,000 milligrams a day, and it did not cause any DNA mutations that could possibly cause cancer. That was already done in humans, but Science Magazine mistakenly published a report from a lab dish study of a researcher at the University of Pennsylvania, which was sponsored, that whole center, sponsored by a drug company, that vitamin C in doses beyond 200 milligrams could cause cancer. So this backed the public away, and they were frightened and confused. And of course, now it turns out that we can weaponize vitamin C, oral vitamin C, and you can weaponize it so that if you had cancer and you actually took some vitamin K and some actually a little lipoic acid, that's a little sulfur compound your body makes, these are all available as dietary supplements, then you can actually potentiate the vitamin C to kill cancer so that you don't need such high doses. And possibly it would work orally. So far from the early tests, it turns out that this is actually true. And, of course, none of this is new either. This was known quite a few decades ago that vitamin K works synergistically with vitamin C to kill cancer cells. All of this, of course, this information, they don't suppress it. They just ignore it. And, of course, it's there unless somebody digs it up. And plausible denial, doctors are say unproven. And then they go on to use cancer treatments that are disproven. If you think chemo, radiation, and surgery is effective, well, they've never shown that any of the current therapies extend the lifespan and survival of any cancer patient. So I think it can be said fairly unequivocally there are many, many proven cancer therapies that just go ignored. And this is just the way it is. So modern medicine is out to make money, and this is what it wants to do, and everything is hyperspace to that point. And if anything comes along that the public has direct access to and is very economical and cuts doctors and hospitals and so on out of the equation, then, of course, the public's never going to hear about it. And what is the public going to do when they're confronted with information like you're hearing now? Why, they're going to run right back to their doctor and ask him or her if any of this is true, and he's going to say, well, of course, he has no idea. And all of that was disproven long ago, or whatever disinformation has been given to him or her at the time. So they have no knowledge of these things. They don't practice these things regularly. They don't use them. And so they would have not be in a position to evaluate this. So the patient being misled, running right back to the very person who really is going to dismiss this, hasn't been properly trained to answer those questions. So, but there's no more better example of all this than the endemic, inevitable problem, if we live long enough, of getting cloudy cataracts in our eyes. And I know it's something all of our grandparents probably all got, and in a day back when great-grandparents were living, why, there were no cataract operations. What they did have of removing a cloudy cataract of the lens, the focusing lens of your eye, about the size of an aspirin tablet, loses 1% of its clarity with every year of life. By the time you're 60, 65 years old, you've lost 65% of the transparency of the focusing lens of your eye. It's turned more yellow. It's a way that nature protects it, the retina behind it, from sunlight. It's become a natural sunglass, but it's kind of like looking through a stained glass window. And sooner or later, you're getting glare looking in the sun. You're having trouble seeing things at night and driving. Maybe you're avoiding driving at night. Maybe you're stumbling over some furniture at home if you don't have a well-lighted home and things like this. And so people never relate it to this, but this is the onset of a cataract. Fairly universal. And, of course, the early onset of a cataract, and someone might even indicate mortal issues, higher mortality rates. It's a barometer of health in the body. But wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a cure for cataracts outside of surgery? Now, understand, surgery is a wonderful miracle. I participated in it, helped market lens implants when they became popular in the United States in the early 1980s. And the crystalline lens of the eye is removed surgically in a very small incision. And then, of course, a plastic clear lens is put back in, and that is effective at obviously restoring clarity and focus to the lens of your eye. It's real obvious, like getting rid of an old windshield in a car that's 60 or 70 years old. It's pretty pitted. Let's take out the old one, put in the new one. And in general, that's effective at restoring clarity and focus in the eye in about 95% of cases. So why would we even think about something that would prevent cataracts? Well, most of the world doesn't have the privilege of having lens implants. Surgeons, insurance programs, hospitals that do all this, there are, I forget how many million people in Africa there are for every one ophthalmologist. Most of the world is plagued by cataracts and can't even get modern surgery or access to an ophthalmologist. And wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't even have to submit ourselves to eye surgery and the possible chance of complications? As wonderful and as safe as it is, we shouldn't be afraid of the surgery. But I'd certainly like an alternative if somebody told me one was around. And you'll like to know that dogs are getting this, and humans are in the United States because they don't allow humans to use it. But if you're a dog and you've got cataracts, you've got a cure outside of surgery you can use today.
We'll be back in just a moment to learn what the dogs are getting. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Wonderful dog with those characteristic gray-white looking cataracts that you see through their pupil and their eye. And of course, everybody that's had older dogs has seen these that come on, and the dog has to kind of wander around by memory as to how to get its food and various things as it gets older, unless you really want to go for a cataract operation with an older dog. And of course, the dog that I had in my lap, the very same dog, had no cataracts. They went on to explain that they bought eye drops from their veterinarian for $180 and put a couple of drops in the dog's eye for about 3 or 4 months, and the cataracts disappeared.
Now, what's in the eye drops?
What's in the eye drops is just a simple amino acid called carnosine. It's actually a combination of two amino acids we have in our body, histidine and alanine, and you combine those, it becomes something called carnosine. And carnosine eye drops work to undo the damage in the crystalline lens of the eye that's been done over time due to too much sugar, too much sunlight, too much oxidation in the lens of the eye. The lens of the eye is one of the few organs that receives no blood supply. It's bathed with fluid in order to keep it clear, and of course, over time, vitamin C is one of the nutrients that it gets to keep clear and so on. Over time, it just begins to harden. It grows towards its center and actually ends up having a very hard center, like an M&M's peanut in the middle over time, because all of the cells in the lens of the eye grow towards its center, and it gets fatter and thicker, and then it's not as flexible, so it loses its focusing power, and we start to need reading glasses on the end of our nose here in our fourth and fifth decade of life, and then on into maybe cataract surgery in our sixth and seventh decade of life. And so what has happened is they've made this wonderful discovery by, of course, something to confuse us all, a Russian ophthalmologist. Well, this must be something from, some conspiracy from Russia that they're sending over here. Actually, it's a very credible ophthalmologist. Mark A. Babashayev is his name. Let me say it again. Mark A. Babashayev. And, of course, Dr. Babashayev has been working at this for quite some time, well over a decade, and documented all this, not in Russian literature, but in well-known Western medical journals, showing that carnosine, a simple antioxidant amino acid eye drop, clears up the cloudy lenses of dog's eyes and even human eyes. And, of course, here in one of the first studies they did in the veterinary ophthalmology, it cleared up the eyes of dogs in over 80% of the cases. It's kind of hard to get an eye drop in a dog's eyes, get them to do it right. So it's not as good as humans. A human study. A lot of these things are just done in animals. You mean they've got human studies for this? Yep. A 6 to 24-month study, 49 volunteers over the age of 65, all had cataracts. And these eye drops, 88.9% of all eyes treated with carnosine eye drops had improvement in glare sensitivity, 100% improvement in some of the parameters that they measured, and of course 90% of the eyes treated showed visual improvement in visual acuity, the ability to see those letters on the eye chart. All this within 6 months of use, and of course vision went on to improve with 12 months of use. And so, in other words, for most of these people, actually the greater part of their improvement was in the first 4 months of use. Used in humans, in numerous studies, not just the study I just mentioned, documented in many medical journals now over the last decade or so. And it goes on, here's the drug research and development and a whole article by Dr. Babashayev. That's in 2005. Rejuvenation Research, big journal on anti-aging, very credible journal. 2004, he wrote an article there. Clin Kim Acta, that's a very prestigious clinical chemistry by, of course, a European journal, written in 1996, so that makes that over a decade old by Dr. Babashayev. And Veterinary Ophthalmology, 2006, and these articles go on. I could just keep quoting them. Here's one, a beautiful title: Revival of the Lens Transparency with Carnosine Eye Drops, Dr. Mark A. Babashayev, Current Drug Therapy, 2006. So we have a cataract cure on our hands. Have you heard about it yet? Probably not.
And probably not going to either. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with Bill Simon.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bill Sardi. And Bill, now why is this not being popularized and used here in the United States? Certainly it'd be a lot easier than eye surgery and replacement of the lens.
You'd think the optometrists would grab a hold of this. They're kind of the balancing act between the eye surgeons, the ophthalmologists, who have obviously an economic incentive to take out cataracts. And by the way, their treatment is wonderful. It's not harmful and has been a miracle of our time, and certainly we wouldn't want to go back to the age of wearing thick Coke bottle glasses. You can't see on your side. Everything looks 30% bigger. It was a terrible day. We would only operate when cataracts were very, very advanced. People wouldn't get their driver's licenses. You used to see, when you were out and around when I was a little child, women with very, very thick ankles. And kind of look like elephant's ankles. And that was because they had cataracts, and that the lack of light stimulating the eye then didn't stimulate on through to the brain and on down to the adrenal glands, and the kidneys didn't function well. And so you used to see this a lot. When I was a young child, I saw it a lot in work. But now, today, it's kind of gone because we treat most cataracts with surgery, lens implants. It's a wonderful option. Fortunately, the right to say any of this in the United States is being withheld, even under the free speech law that we have under the Constitution. Now, this is what Ron Paul, a candidate for presidency under H.R. 2117, that's the House bill that he has proposed, would allow any dietary supplement or medical device, anybody to make a true statement about something about their product. You could make a true statement, for instance, that dogs, of course, using this eye drop, their cataracts disappear. You could say that. You can, or whatever level of evidence you have, and that the FDA can't stop. You could say it was proven in a test tube or proven in rabbits. It may not be the most conclusive. Maybe it's proven in humans. Maybe you can say that. The FDA permits none of this today. They block all this information, call it labeling with these products, and you'll never find out about them. The courts have even ruled against the FDA and said the public has a right to sort this out and get the information. It doesn't make any difference. The FDA will come, padlock your doors, and put you out of business. And you have no way to fight them because you're too small a business most of the time against the type of forces that the government can rally against you, even local police officers to come and anybody from the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. It goes on and on and on, FBI and so on, that you might be harming public citizens. And so this goes on. Well, the intrigue of all this, for all of you who want to know quickly, I'm not commercially involved, but I'm taking these eye drops now at age 62, just trying to see how they work. And I don't really have cataracts, but I'm just trying to see. I do wear reading glasses, and Dr. Babashayev's eye drops are called New Eyes, N-U-E-Y-E-S, and you can go to a website, bionational.com, bionational.com, and you can get them. And where do they come from? This is the intrigue and the part of the story that gets fun. Why, they have to be shipped in here from outside the United States. So they come in from Great Britain. And here is the document that I find inside my box of these eye drops. It says, legal statement of fact, the enclosed products are being legally imported into the United States by a person, an individual having sovereign status in the United States. Imagine, this has to accompany the shipment to me because the authorities at ports of entry may open this up, and they're warning the authorities, don't block this shipment to our customer. And going on to say this is all covered by common law and the Constitution of the United States, and that the importer rebuts the designation that he's a federal government subject and asserts his inalienable sovereign rights to distribute this product to consumers, and goes on to say that the guise of administrative statutes to limit the shipment of this product, of course, would then come under federal law, and anybody who stops this shipment would be subject to fines, because, as they go on to say, this is a two-page document, that the exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime, and all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Constitution, of course, guaranteeing us the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So this document has to warn away the very authorities who tend to confiscate these things and then throw them away, and consumers never get the product. So, and it goes on to explain that, therefore, unless there's an intention to present a warrant issued on probable cause for search and seizure, in other words, they open these up without a warrant, or a common law action commenced against this importer, you are operating, you meaning the person who is interrupting the shipment, you are operating outside the bounds of your authority, and you are subject, you are activating arbitrary use of police powers not given to you under the U.S. Criminal Code, and then goes on to explain if you're part of the any government agency stopping this shipment, you'll be subject to personal fines of up to $10,000. So they cite the law here, and this has, therefore, your attention is drawn to the fact that should a criminal act be committed under against a sovereign importer under color of law, you must understand that the above charges can and will be leveled against transgressors individually, since they are operating outside the bounds of their authority. This document has to go inside these boxes to scare away the authorities from keeping me from getting a little simple, safe eye drop. There's no claim it cures cataracts on any of the labeling. It all has to do with just as a simple wetting eye drop, because, of course, they're not allowed to tell you any of that. I am, because I'm a journalist. I'm not commercially involved. Doesn't make any difference. I should be able to tell you even if I was. So you can't even find out about this unless I tell you or somebody like me tells you. And we have to make sure that you actually get your shipment, because obviously they've been blocking these shipments. And so this document is part of the intrigue of the whole thing, and it outlines the very laws which protect you, primarily the Constitution, and then subsequent opinion of constitutional law in various cases where this has been done. So this is what we have to wade through today to find out about a simple eye drop, no side effects, never shown, by amino acids that you have in your foods. There's just a way to get it into the eye with eye drops where it's concentrated, that works in about 4 months or so, and you can evaluate it for yourself, one or two drops a day. And if you've got aging of the eyes and corneal problems, retinal problems, but particularly cataracts and so on, this might be helpful for glaucoma and other conditions, diabetic eye conditions as well. This kind of eye drop would certainly be perfectly safe to take. Let's just say it's fleecing you of your money. You've wasted more money on buying lattes down at Starbucks and those kind of things. So at least your eyes wouldn't be dry. They'd be wetter and nice and moist. But there's more to it. Great science coming from a Russian ophthalmologist, Dr. Mark A. Babishayev. B-A-B-I-Z-H-A-Y-E-V, Babishayev, Mark A. Babishayev, very credible, very well-trained, lectured here in the United States and elsewhere. He's with the Helmholtz Research Institute of Eye Diseases in the Russian Federation now in Moscow. And, of course, the Helmholtz Research Institute, very well-regarded in the world. So he's a very well-trained ophthalmologist, and he comes up with this eye drop. Of course, optometrists should be embracing this. They're the non-surgery end of eye care. Turns out that if you have cataracts, you're going to go through a whole lot of eyeglass changes, because as the lens of your eye changes and the focusing ability, you're going to have to keep changing glasses. That's a lot of money in optometrists' pockets. And then you get cataracts. He refers you to an ophthalmologist, and you come back to him and get another pair of glasses. So that's a lot of money. And that's how optometrists make most of their money. So are you going to hear about this from an optometrist? No way. They don't want this to happen, and it's too good to be true. This really has a high rate of effectiveness, more than I would have guessed. And it's working in dogs. Dogs don't have placebo effects, and none of this. I couldn't even imagine the cloudy lens of your eye turning clear just because you have placebo effect. But nonetheless, all of this information being kept and withheld from you by the federal government, which is the shill for, of course, many commercial interests here in the United States, even the doctors, the drug companies, etc., and so on. So they don't want you to find out about maybe one of the greatest discoveries ever. Cataracts have plagued mankind from the beginning of history. You can read in the Bible where who was the Bible character, went to bless one of his little son-in-laws or whatever and blessed the wrong one because he had cataracts and so on. It goes on and on like this, the stories, and you can see them in the Bible, of old age cataracts. And so these things have plagued mankind. More than that, a great deal of the world has no chance of ever getting eye surgery, never even being able to afford it. This is a simple little eye drop and fairly easy to take. Would be safe to do something that maybe we could reverse, not just prevent. Be nice to take them every day after age 60 or so and then prevent this from occurring if you could afford it. But the big thing is it reverses the clock hands of time in the eye. The lens of your eye that starts to grow cloudier and cloudier gets thicker and thicker and less flexible, so it can't focus over time, forcing you to wear sunglasses from glare, not go out and drive at night, certainly cause you to wear the reading glasses. All those changes could be reversed. Wow.
Does it have any effects at all on glaucoma?
The effects would be on glaucoma because these oxidative changes in the eye, of course, would it clogs up the drain of the eye, and you're getting this to clean up and, of course, clear up considerably. So it would make a profound effect. Now, the The eye drops themselves, the federal government here requires certain preservatives to be put in. These are not mercury preservatives. There are some eye drops that used to have mercury in them, if you can believe that. But they do require them, and it meets those laws. These are harmless, and these are just to keep bugs, germs out of eye drops so that there's no contamination. People read the ingredients and get spooked by it. Little has nothing to do with it. That isn't the main active ingredient. And, of course, the wonderful thing is that we have great data now that this works in humans and animals. Costs $180. You don't pay that much for this yourself, but the dogs have a little bit longer course of therapy. Costs about $180 to buy them from a veterinarian. You can buy them online. You can go to this little website I'm not commercially involved in, bionational.com, bionational.com. You'll find out about it there. Read about Dr. Babashayev, his work, and so on. I've communicated with him numerous times about his work. And here's a man who should go down in the history books as the man who, well, found out how to prevent and reverse cataracts. Not a word is said. Modern medicine, the way they handle this one, ignore it, shun it, act like it doesn't exist, and if you ask about it, it's unproven. And that's their answer.
Well, now, has it been used at all in Russia, Europe, any of the other countries?
Absolutely. Throughout Europe, throughout Russia, and in a number of cases here in the United States. Now, these are individual cases. Patients are hearing about this. The few that have enough gumption to try it, usually the people that are doing this are really afraid of surgery at all. And unfortunately, they may have very advanced cataracts because they've been holding this off and holding this off. Can't imagine instruments and things in their eyes, and therefore they just back away, and they're really afraid of the surgery. And so for the rest of the folks, they just hear you've got a cataract, maybe it's time that you go down and see the ophthalmologist. He tells you, well, maybe it's time for surgery, and, well, insurance pays, it makes it easy, they give you an anesthetic. You know, it's so easy these days, they anesthetize mostly just the area around your eye. It's not a local anesthetic, and you kind of just go to sleep, kind of, just briefly. The operation takes maybe 15 minutes or less. And the next thing, you wake up and you're blinking your eyes and you're looking at the clock on the wall of the surgery suite that you couldn't see so well. And all of a sudden, you're seeing things that you hadn't seen. Then you go back home, and you find your house is dirty and you've got stains on your clothes you couldn't see and all kinds of stuff that was going on, because you can now see much clearer, and of course it's a delight. The question is, could we do all this without the surgery? And of course, there's over 1 million cataract operations a year, costing the government about $3 billion a year. You're talking about something that does this all naturally without that would cost far less. I mean, we're talking $100 or so or something for quite a few little bottles of this stuff, and go ahead and try it for 3 or 4 months. If the risk is nil, I can't find a side effect here in the literature. I don't know how there could be a side effect. We're instilling something that you have in foods and other things. It's just two amino acids combined together to make another one. Carnosine is what it's called, C-A-R-N-O-S-I-N-E. And it works enzymatically in the body and works as an antioxidant, and over time clears up the cloudiness of the focusing lens of the eye. And so I can't think of a more natural thing to use. And, of course, just renewing our ability to see. Wow, that's a really wonderful thought. And this Dr. Mark Babashayev is the inventor. Filed for some patents, and a rather aggressive individual in talking, outspoken about this. But it's amazing. The ophthalmic community around the world has not embraced, has not invited him to speak, has not brought this to the fore, and of course I doubt you'll ever see it. It will always be, of course, until it's tested in the United States, and of course that requires the National Institutes of Health to release some money for this, and of course, do you think it's ever really going to happen? I once was in Los Angeles at a meeting where doctors were learning how to put cataract lens implants in the eyes, and one of the doctors at the Jules Stein Eye Institute, the actual director of it, whispered to another doctor, and I heard him say, "We better not ever invent a cure for cataracts. We've got a big mortgage to pay for the next 30 years here on this building." So, you see, this is the thinking, and they're just too locked into that. If you're going to find some of these cures, whether they be for cancer or cataracts or what have you, you're going to have to dig deep and find it around the system and around you running to your doctor all the time. And you can't blame the doctors all the time. After all, they can't know everything. And how would they even know? Even starting to study this, it would take time to sort it all out for them, whether it was actually real or not. And for a doctor to sit there and say he's going to do something that's going to put himself out of business, that's kind of tough.
Well,
you want to find out some of these things, why you're going to have to do it on your own. And
listen to your website out right now.
Why you might want to find out about the New Eyes Eye Drops, bionational.com. I have no commercial interest in it.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Business Communication Network. Bill Saudi, are you still there?
I am.
Well, let's get your website out. I got so interested in what you were saying that I forgot to get that out earlier. How can people get in touch with your website and the great information you have?
That's knowledgeofhealth.com, knowledgeofhealth, www.knowledgeofhealth.com. And, of course, we do enjoy sharing this kind of information with you, and it's, of course, important that everybody gets around this filter, whether it's government or whoever it is, to find information especially that pertains to your health. We thank Radio Liberty for giving us the opportunity to share it.
Well, we're looking forward to getting you on as soon as that new book of yours on cancer is available. How soon do you expect it to be available?
Oh, I reluctant to say anything because there's been almost a year delay, but we'll certainly let everybody know when it is available.
All right. God bless. Thanks very much, Bill. I appreciate you coming on with us.
Okay.
Well, that was Bill Sardi. Always a pleasure to have him. And then, of course, it's just the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family. And do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a great four-tape set on the wisdom of Bill Sardi. And we've got a great book called Health and Nutrition Secrets It Can Save Your Life by Russell Blaylock. And two four-tape sets by Russell Blaylock, one Life-Saving Secrets and the other simply the wisdom of Russell Blaylock. We carry Dr. Blaylock's great book, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. So certainly you need to go to our website. We've got some great health products there. In fact, we have a catalog on health and health products. If you don't have your Berkey water filters, if you don't have your barrels of water, your pumps, your emergency foods for the coming crisis, and we really are moving into something where there's going to be terrorist attacks or nuclear attacks or chemical or biological attacks. I don't know what it is, but certainly it's not simply a gut feeling. The information we're getting from intelligence sources, which we feel are reliable, is that something very big is at hand. So whether you get them from us or not, that's up to you, but if you would like an emergency food catalog, we'll be glad to send it to you. If you have an emergency food catalog, do not put it off. Get what you need and get things on hand now and have a good supply of health products on hand. I mean, the vitamins and minerals and the other things that you would need to keep your nutrition up. You know, if we were cutting back on everybody didn't have ready access to the regular medicines, in fact, you should have a good medical kit and begin studying first aid. And certainly we've got books. We'll tell you, like, how to get along making the best of basics. That's making the best of basics. How you would survive. I mean, how you use wheat and grind wheat and make things out of wheat. Great book, Making the Best of Basics. And then, of course, we hope that you want to get the information we have on the spiritual nature of the battle. The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning and Riddles and Stone DVDs. My talk on the Forbidden Secret and the Brotherhood of Darkness, separate DVDs. But they really begin to give you insight into what's going on. Constance Cumby's excellent DVD on the emergence, talking about the coming world leader. Chris Pinto's DVD talk he gave at our last seminar, where he goes into the background of this belief that the United States would become the new Atlantis and lead the world to the new world order. And you can't understand why we're fighting over in the Near East, in Afghanistan, and Iraq, and why we're going to go to war with Iran unless you understand the new Atlantis. So all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and if you're out there across America listening to us, why, please hold your calls, because with us this afternoon is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who is taught at the university level, who was in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, who's testified before Congress, but certainly one of my favorite researchers and certainly writers. You can get his articles regularly at newswithviews.com. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what are we going to cover this afternoon?
Well, my latest article is Javier Solana and the Larger Plan.
All right, fine and good. I think maybe you might just tell our listeners who Javier Solana is. Certainly he doesn't get a lot of play in the media, and unless you listen to programs such as ours and some of the other alternative media, why, most people are unaware that this is the most powerful man in the world today, in my estimation.
I think you're right there. Before I do that, though, let me give a 20-second update on the previous article that I'd written. Basically, the short update, I had written about Christian principles in my prior article, and what happened was Harry Potter's book had come out in the meantime, and unfortunately, I noticed a lot of Christians were purchasing that, and they'd seen the movies, and they thought, well, there's nothing wrong with this, I won't become a witch if I read this book or see the movie or whatever. And so, just out of frustration, I found that it wasn't any good arguing with these people, so basically I just asked the question, well, what would Jesus say about that? And it's a good thing to ask yourself or anyone else before you look at a soap opera or a James Bond movie with immorality in it or, you know, anything. Just, what would Jesus say about this thing I'm about to do? Read the book or whatever it is, see the movie and so on. And so that's the update on the previous article. Now, Solana is interesting. To make a long story short, I've written about him in the past, and Constance Cumby, of course, does a great job keeping track of Javier Solana. Basically, this fellow was simply a physics teacher in the state of Virginia. He went back to his native Spain, became part of the government, was very much in admiration of Fidel Castro. His party claimed to be a Marxist party. And you would think he would be the antithesis of whatever the U.S. was standing for, but what happened was there were larger plans for this individual. And during the Clinton years, when Bill Clinton became president, he had Strobe Talbot as number two at the State Department, and he also appointed someone named Richard Gardner, another Rhodes Scholar, just like Strobe was, to be the ambassador to Spain, of all places, not, you know, Moscow or London and so, but Spain. And there was a good reason for that. They were looking for someone who would cooperate in the fulfillment of the larger plan. Bill Clinton had written a letter, actually, to the World Federalist, congratulating them on giving Strobe Talbot an award, and Clinton used the word world government. And so Clinton is a supporter of world government. And to get to the world government, Cecil Rhodes' plan evolved linking up regional arrangements, regional economic arrangements, and Javier Solana would be an important part of that. We can pick up after the break.
All right, that would be regional organizations like the European Union, the North American Union, the African Union, the Asian Union, Arab Union, the South American Union. They're all certainly underway today, being organized. The North American Union is being established to destroy American sovereignty. And when all these unions are put together and sovereignty is a remembrance of things past, then they'll unite them together We'll have the new world order, world religion, world leader.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective NoBio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we were just talking about this overall plan to create the trade zones and then, of course, the localized unions, and then to begin to unite them all together. And this was really laid out in a plan by a Mr. Percy Corbett. And Dr. Cuddy was just mentioning that. They write about this. Of course, they don't want you to know about it. They don't want you to understand this has to do with destroying your freedom, of course, involving us in war after war after war, in bankrupting our nation and destroying the value of the savings and the so-called financial security of our citizens. After all, if we're going to have a one-world government, we're going to have a one-world currency. So that's why they're going to destroy the value of our currency. But we can't tell the people that. They might feel bad about losing everything they've worked so hard. They don't understand. The plan is a ruling elite, the financial elite, and then everybody else impoverished. But Mr. Corbett had written about this many years ago, didn't he, Dr. Cuddy?
Absolutely. And what you said is absolutely right, but with a twist to it. And it's really rather interesting the way they do this. It's a psychological sort of twist in this. What happens is, you're right, they don't want the average person to know about it, but yet it's not as though they're saying this in some sort of, you know, secret underground enclave of theirs. They actually really do come out and say it and publish it. But what they've done, let me back up just a second to Rhodes's plan. Rhodes's plan was he would have this secret society, and it would be a conspiracy actually for about 60 years. And he figured after 60 years, he'd have enough people in education, journalism, politics, economics, mainly, other group areas as well, but mainly those groups, so that he would not need to have a, quote, conspiracy as such. After that, it would simply become a network of like-minded globalists. And key to that, as I said, was journalism. So that you could actually have somebody like P.E. Corbett in Post-War Worlds, the name of his book, in 1942, actually writing about this, having it published, having it out there available for people, not just that they were going to link up regional economic arrangements. He talks about trade and development. He talks about migration as being part of this. I mean, it was the whole thing, and he outlines it. Some years before that, 11 years before, in 1931, Arnold Toynbee, who was also a member of this secret society. He was one of the Association of Helpers members. He's probably the leading world historian for the first part of the 20th century. He delivers a speech in Copenhagen. Now it's a speech. You know, it's there, and it's published in the Royal Institute of International Affairs' journal. And he plainly says that if they catch on to what we're doing, undermining national sovereignty, trying to destroy it, we'll just lie with our lips about which we're trying to accomplish with all our might, with our hands. And so he says that. And Strobe Talbot, more recently, in Time magazine, 1992. Now remember, Time isn't some obscure little publication, you know, in Mississippi or somewhere. It's not that at all. Lots of millions of people read Time. And right there, the birth of the global nation, here's Strobe Talbot, and he says, quote, perhaps national sovereignty is not such a great idea after all, and the case for world government is clinched. So, you know, millions of people are reading this. And yet this guy is appointed to the State Department. Actually, at first he was sort of an envoy to Moscow, but then he becomes number two at the State Department. Now, to get these high positions, you have to be confirmed by the Senate. And so they have these hearings, and, you know, this is in Time magazine, right? You would assume at least one senator out of 100 might have read Time for that issue in July 20 of 1992. But yet they confirm him by, I think the vote was something like 95 to nothing or something. And so here you have all of these senators, supposedly conservative senators. Apparently they don't have any problem with this guy saying down with national sovereignty and let's have a world government.
Well, of course, he is a Rhodes Scholar. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of this elite. And, of course, they have certainly purchased our senators. They control our senators. So a few of them don't know. Most of them do know. And they simply go along with the agenda because that's how you get ahead. And if you try to fight the system, why, the next thing you know, you're going to be investigated for your campaign contributions, or they will plant somebody in your office to lie about you. They have means of getting anybody who stands in their way because they have a more noble view. They want to create a new world society. And these people have certainly no compunction at all about using distortion and blackmail and murder. They have an objective. They have a goal. And, of course, they really will not have anybody stand in their way. And Strobe Talbot was one of the leaders of that movement.
Right. And 10 years after Strobe in 2002, and I won't, you know, beat this horse, this dead horse again, but David Rockefeller, once again, with that famous quote from his memoirs, 2002, about being part of a secret cabal. The point is, you're right. They don't want the general public to know it. But it seems like they're not too worried about it because they will say these things. But because of this network that has formed over the last 60 or so years, remember Rhodes' Society began 1891, so the 60 years would be about 1950-ish. So since 1950, it's been, you know, 57 years. So in this additional 57 years, they've expanded this network of like-minded globalists, especially in journalism, which means TV, you know, education and so forth. So what it is, in a way, is they put the message out there that if one is looking for it, one can find it. But they rely very heavily, let's say, on ABC, NBC, CBS, Washington Post, not to inform the people about this. You haven't heard any of those network anchors talk about, my goodness, you know, stop the press. David Rockefeller has just said. You'll never hear that. And so it's not as though these people don't say it. It's almost like a cat and mouse game they're playing. They want to put enough information out there so that if anybody says, well, there's this massive conspiracy to withhold, say, no, look, you know, here it is, Time magazine. You read it. You senators read this. And so, you know, in a way, they have It's a psychological conditioning of the public. If they, it's sort of like the frog in the water, you turn the heat up gradually. So as they drip this out over the last century, and the public is not warned about it, or the public, like I said, in Time magazine, I mean, it's not like some obscure book. Probably 20 million people a week read Time magazine. But apparently those 20 million people didn't think it was important enough to do anything, like call up their local, you know, their senator and say, hey, you know, Senator Smith or whoever, why don't you vote against this guy since he wants to dump the U.S. in favor of a world government? And so, well, anyway, so the background of Javier Solana is that he was very important to this effort in terms of being the political head of NATO in the mid-90s. And at the same time, of course, you needed a Rhodes Scholar to be the military head of NATO, and so they selected General Wesley Clark, who was a Rhodes Scholar as well, to be the military head, because, of course, they had great plans for, you know, the Balkans, like bombing them back to the Stone Age in Yugoslavia and the whole Kosovo incident, which we'll get to in a minute. But the article that I did picks up with an overview, at least at first, and talk about a macro and a micro analysis. And I go into the background of how the power elite's larger plan works. And I use, as a jumping-off point, Constance Cumby's excellent June 17th article regarding Solana, Canada, as well as other places. And I talk at the first of the article about what we've just mentioned, Percy Corbett and so on. And I add some additional information. This is part of the larger plan. A lot of times Americans look at ourselves as sort of, you know, the pinnacle of anything worthwhile. But I mention here how Rhodes Scholars, for example, after World War II, packed the Canadian External Affairs Office of Lester Pearson at the time. And you haven't been informed about it, but they and Pearson had a great deal to do with President Truman's firing of U.S. General Douglas MacArthur. Is usually presented as something else, but sort of behind the scenes, this other thing was going on. And what had happened was MacArthur had displeased Canada and Britain, of course, by his efforts to actually win the Korean War. You know, we had tried to win wars up until that point, like World War II and so on. And so Canada has played a really important part in this. Constance talks about the mid-90s, a critical point here. There was a near-shooting war between Spain and Canada. And so she talks about Solana's big plans, is the term she uses. And what she's emphasizing here is their effort to find or work out a Mediterranean free trade zone by 2010. And so what I did was in painting this larger picture, I showed how Yugoslavia's Serbian leader, Slobodan Milosevic, was really standing in the way of that, linking the European Union and the trade corridor coming down through there into the Mediterranean, because they wanted to have this regional arrangement of the Mediterranean. And, you know, this conflict, Croatia, Kosovo, all of this was just horrible, and so something had to be done. So anyway, at the time, it was a hot issue, and William Raspberry, who was a nationally syndicated columnist with the Washington Post, called me up and interviewed me back at that time, and he published an article December 18th of 95, and he said, quote, Cuddy says he's tempted more and more to look for economic explanations for what seems otherwise inexplicable. Cuddy notes the U.S. is now involved in negotiating a transatlantic free trade agreement with Europe. In early June of 95, and then I point out that Secretary of State Warren Christopher announced regarding this transatlantic free trade area, quote, we intend to give it serious study it deserves, with its considerable potential to form an element of our overall strategy. The long-term objective is the integration of the economies of North America and Europe, consistent with the World Trade Organization, end quote. Now, most people have probably never heard that quote. A lot of people now are saying, oh, my goodness, you know, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, my word, you know, they're going to integrate the economies. Oh, this. They were using this term a long time ago. Here's 1995. Few people remember that. He was actually the Secretary of State, the integration of the economies of North America and Europe, consistent with the WTO. Now, that term integration means you're locked. You're linked. If they go down the tubes, you go down the tubes. And here he is talking about that in 1995.
And, of course, how are you going to get a world government unless you have a world currency? And how are you going to have a world currency unless, of course, you can destroy the economy and the currency and the solvency of the sovereignty and the solvency of the United States of America.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Government is best with governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live52 is for you. Live52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is simply going into the background of this move towards the world government and how they would use international crises and other subterfuges to justify ever-expanding the role of world government. They cannot let the people know because, of course, the people, they want to be free. Well, of course, they don't understand that there is an elite that serves a much higher purpose, has a much different vision of the world, and that is a world controlled by a ruling elite. And they worked through the Council on Foreign Relations. They worked through the Bilderbergers. They worked through the Trilateral Commission. They worked through the Lucius Trust and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the Masons. And, of course, a myriad of secret and semi-secret organizations, all bound together by a common goal. And that goal is a world government, a world religion, and a world ruler. Now, when you understand that, almost everything begins to make sense. The wars we fought, the no-win wars, certainly the refusal of our administration to seal our borders. Why? Because they want to merge the United States with Mexico. This explains why the Federal Reserve Board has insisted, you know, that all sorts of illogical things be done, that certainly people take out loans that, for houses that they knew could never be repaid, why they kept the interest rates down at 1% for such a long period of time, why they refused to regulate hedge funds and derivative markets. Why? Because they want to collapse our currency. And out of the chaos will come the demand for by the people for a new alternative. Only it's not going to improve things at all. You think they're bad now? You just wait. Well, go ahead, Dr. Cuddy. I think it's so important that the people understand there is a common denominator behind everything going on today.
That's right. And these people in this plan are very specific. It's not just, you know, like they're fumbling along and say, golly, you know, I wish there were a pretext for such and such and sort of general and then we'll have to fudge it. No, they're very specific. This second Carnegie publication, Self-Determined New World Order, said military intervention could occur, quote, when a self-determination claim triggers an armed conflict that becomes a humanitarian crisis, redefining the principle of non-interference in the internal affairs of states, meaning nations. Now think about that. Self-determination. Aha, the Kosovo people, right? The Muslims in Kosovo claim triggers an armed conflict. All right, so we have an armed conflict with the Serbians, and that becomes a humanitarian crisis. Oh my goodness, you know, lots of displaced people. See, three elements right there. Well, if you read these two reports back then, you know, and you're with the KLA, the Kosovo Liberation Army, say, hey, here's the roadmap. You know, here's how we get NATO involvement. Here's how we get, you know, out from under Milosevic and maybe get an independent Kosovo. It's like an invitation. And so they draft these documents, and so that these people read them and say, okay, let's do that, and we'll get an intervention on our behalf. And so the response, of course, by, you know, Milosevic was natural to this uprising. And so he had a military response, and then so, you know, this justifies, quote-unquote, NATO bombing Yugoslavia in the beginning in March of 1999. And now that's the story you've been presented. You know, here's these poor people, the humanitarian crisis, oh my goodness, displaced people, mean old Milosevic comes in. I'm not defending Milosevic. He's a nasty guy. But, okay, so now we bomb him, that's it. But if you look behind the scenes, you see what the larger plan is way in advance. And I use as a source the Canadian ambassador to Yugoslavia. Now, let's assume that Canada isn't putting a bunch of idiots in their ambassadorial positions. Let's assume that this guy has some sort of credibility. Now, pay attention to what he says. He writes an article. You're not going to read it in the New York Times. This is in the Toronto Globe and Mail back in July 31 of 2001. You can go check it yourself on the internet. Toronto Globe and Mail, July 31, 2001.
Who's the author again?
This is James Bissett, B-I-S-S-E-T-T.
All right.
Canadian ambassador to Yugoslavia. Now, pay attention to this. I mean, I've read a lot of quotes, but I want you to really think about this quote. He revealed that, quote, long before the bombing, NATO countries were inciting violence in Kosovo and attempting to destabilize the Serbian province. Media reports have revealed that as early as 1998, the CIA, assisted by British Special Armed Forces, were arming and training Kosovo Liberation Army members in Albania to foment armed rebellion in Kosovo.
And I think people really understand that the KLA is Al-Qaeda. That's the Islamic terrorists. They're the enemy, aren't they? Or maybe they're not really the enemy. Maybe nothing we've been told is really true. Go right ahead.
Okay, hear the music, but I'll continue. The KLA terrorists were sent back into Kosovo to assassinate Serbian mayors, ambush Serbian policemen, and do everything possible to incite murder and chaos. After the bombing Yugoslavia into submission, NATO then stood by and submissively allowed the KLA to murder, pillage, and burn, end quote.
Well, of course, American tax dollars at work, I mean, financing both sides in these terrible atrocities.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is talking about Javier Solana and really manipulating things behind the scenes. And certainly before the Lebanese war last year, Solana was traveling around the world with Condoleezza Rice. And, of course, you have to understand that Solana is certainly the man who is directing American foreign policy. He's not American, but he is part of the ruling elite of the world, and certainly is a key figure in the European Union and in NATO. But before we go on, Dr. Kennedy, do you have a web page or any means by which people can get your information?
Not my own web page. The articles appear on newswithviews.com, and if you get on the home page and go down the left side, you'll see a list of names. You click on my name, and up will pop about over 100 articles on various subjects, some regarding mental health and education and social control, others involving this type of conspiratorial action. Several involving Javier Solano. There's one involving the Alethea Report, a secret plan to bring about euthanasia, sorry, the forerunner of Terry Schiavo, date by date, year by year. Another one that goes into the background of how these people and the British have been involved in what's been going on in Iran a long time. It's a variety of articles on a number of subjects.
All right, fine. What do you think this story of? You were just talking about Javier Solana traveling the world with Condoleezza Rice. Shortly before he went to see Prime Minister Olmert during the war with Lebanon last year, which the Israelis could have won if they'd been allowed to, but orders came down from the boss, and believe me, the boss is not the Prime Minister of Israel. They are simply figureheads for the ruling elite, the globalists who control both the American and the Israeli government. So pick this story up there.
That's right. American, Israeli, British, and so on. And what happens is Solana is a prime agent of the power elite. And as Dr. Stan said, just as Israel was about to make the final push against Hezbollah in Lebanon, here comes Solana in, and he has this discussion. Now, you know, you can't count on the press to tell you what he said. But my hunch is that what he did was came into Olmert and said, listen, you know, this is a very destabilized situation. You literally survive Israel based on European investments and loans. I mean, there would still be an Israel, but it would be, you know, its economy would be in shambles if they withdrew that. And they, the Europeans, rely heavily on Middle Eastern oil. The U.S. gets a lot of ours from Canada, but Europe really relies very heavily, outside of its nuclear energy, they rely heavily on Middle Eastern oil. And so he said, you know, this destabilized situation, you really need to back off Mr. Olmert, and Olmert did. And the reason is they want, in addition to this Mediterranean free trade area, which is why Yugoslavs leader Milosevic had to go. They want this Middle Eastern regional economic arrangement as well. They're trying to get it. It's called MEFTA, Middle East Regional Economic Arrangement, or Act or Association. And what they do is they use a dialectical process. And in this case, it would be synthesizing Israeli and Arab, that's Jewish and Muslim, interests. And then they could link that to this the Mediterranean regional arrangement, which then could be linked to the European Union and then linked to the U.S. via this transatlantic alliance I referred to earlier, which could be linked to NAFTA, which could be linked to the FTAA, and so forth and so on. And the way they do it is Solana and these people have been really well trained as facilitators. And this isn't just at the international level. If you go to a local school board meeting, chances are you'll have a, quote, facilitator there. And you think they're just sitting around, you know, asking questions and let's all decide what we want to do from scratch. But that's not it at all. They have a predetermined result that they want. And they employ what's called often a Delphi technique. And the Delphi technique is it's a process whereby you identify and then you isolate and then you ostracize a recalcitrant who object to this synthesizing or compromising process. You portray them as, you know, uncooperative, unwilling to get along, troublemakers, extremists. You know, you give them all these appellations that are derogatory. And so it's a really refined process that's been used many, many times. And most people don't even know what's happening to them. But that's what they do. Solana's good at that. These local National Education Association types, they're, you know, very well trained in all this stuff. So anyway, confirming this, in case you think this, oh, that's just one incident or one quote or something, as the power elite's plan, it was Zbigniew Brzezinski back at the 1995 first Mikhail Gorbachev State of the World Forum in San Francisco. And Brzezinski, I have a tape of him where he says, quote, "We cannot leap into world government through one quick step. The precondition for eventual and genuine globalization is progressive regionalization, because by that we move toward larger, more stable, more cooperative units," end quote. And so that's exactly what I was saying. And one of the people who is going along with this is someone Dr. Stan has kept up with for a number of years, Richard Haass, who is the CFR president now, and he's a Rhodes Scholar, of course. And in the Taipei Times a couple of years ago, February 21 of 06, and remember that, this is in the Washington Post, the Taipei Times, he writes that, quote, "Globalization implies that sovereignty is not only becoming weaker in reality, but that it needs to become weaker. States, that's nations, must be prepared to cede some sovereignty, C-E-D-E, mean give up, some sovereignty, to world bodies if the international system is to function. Necessity may also lead to reducing or even eliminating sovereignty when a government, whether from a lack of capacity or conscious policy, is unable to provide the basic needs of its citizens, end quote.
And, of course, Mr. Haas has had a number of government positions where he has sworn to uphold and defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and yet he is actually one of those enemies. He hates America. He hates sovereignty. He hates individual freedom. He is a member of the elite who is, of course, planning our future for us. And until people understand that Mr. Haas, who today is the chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is an outgrowth of a secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891, and anybody can verify that by reading Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and Mr. Haas is part of the Trilateral Commission, or has been in the past, and that's this elitist group, of course, that really set out to take over our government back in 1973, and you'll need only to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, where he'll tell you that. And the Trilateral Commission has taken over the executive branch of government, and since that, 1976, every president or every vice president has been a member of the Trilateral Commission. Dick Cheney, of course, came from there when he entered government. He had to give up his position in the Trilateral Commission, but don't feel bad for him. His wife, Lynn Cheney, took over his job with the Trilateral Commission, and this small group of very wealthy people are planning our future. And I think, really believe, honestly, that George Bush does not run our country. I believe that Dick Cheney does, and I believe that he is a very wicked and evil man.
Well, this the quote that I just read by Haas is a couple of years ago, but then all of a sudden, just 2 weeks ago, he shows up on NBC Nightly News, being interviewed by the anchor there, Brian Williams. Now, he doesn't do this a lot, so when he showed up, my ears perked up to see what he was saying, July 20th. And what he was talking about, Brian Williams asked him, what's the most important part of the world, the hot spot, and he said, Pakistan, actually. And he said, General Pervez Musharraf there may soon fall from leadership in Pakistan. And he said that he hoped, when that happened, that the Pakistani military, now that would be your thesis, would compromise, that's a synthesis, with the secular civilian leadership, that's the antithesis, to take on the religious extremist Muslims up in Waziristan, that's the north or northwest part of Pakistan, which is becoming a haven for Al-Qaeda. So I pose the question then, is that the model, the power elite, is that what they are going to do? You have the military and secular gang up on the religious people, not just there, but anywhere, like in the U.S. You might remember the Branch Davidians. Or is it possible? See, they always have a, you know, a heads I win, tails you lose sort of scenario. Or does the power elite know that there would be a Muslim backlash to that, and that such action would throw the nation into chaos, and that chaos would require international intervention, which is one of their most desired things to happen. So the power elite's goal of world government, as I say in my article, is often pursued by taking actions that create chaos, which is what Dr. Stan said. That's not just, you know, Yugoslavia and Iraq. It can happen in this case with Pakistan, and that would require the intervention or maintenance of foreign military forces, which, of course, would undermine national sovereignty. And, you know, they really like that. Now, my hunch is that what might happen in the case, if Haas is right and Musharraf goes, it could be that he would be assassinated by one of these extremists, as they call them, up in Waziristan, or are sympathetic to him. And if that happens, what would transpire is the second man in the military, in the army, would take over, and he'd be pretty much like Musharraf, same sort of policies. The only question would be is if he would crack down just on the plotters of that assassination, or he might use it as an excuse to go out all out after all of them, the entire group of them up there in the northwest Waziristan. Now, if he's assassinated by an Islamic sympathizer, In the Army, though, which there are many, there are many also in their intelligence service, the ISI, then those in the Army sympathetic to the extremists would be actually in control of the nukes if they got control of the government. On the other hand, if Musharraf or the number two in the Army goes after these extremists up in the Northwest without a pretext, you know, if they just were to do that, then the people don't have arms there, but they may rally, they'll have lots of demonstrations, and that may translate into those sympathetic with the extremists in the military actually taking action to take over the government, which would be the scenario where somebody in the military might actually be the one to assassinate Musharraf if that's the way he leaves. And so the point is, watch for a pretext. Watch for either someone claiming to be an extremist who assassinates Musharraf, or one of those other alternatives that I gave. And what you need to recognize is these are all geopolitical goals. It's sort of like Brzezinski in his book about the Grand Chessboard, talking about the geopolitical goals. Now, why was Iristan? I mean, you know, why there? Well, it's just west of Kashmir, which is something of an obsession with Madeleine Albright. Remember I mentioned her, former Secretary of State, in that 1992 Carnegie Endowment Report? And her father, Albright and her father, whose name was Joseph Korbel, were very interested in Kashmir. Okay, now, it's also the general area about which Rhodes Trust member Rudyard Kipling wrote his book, The Man Who Would Be King. And Kipling, as you may recall, I mentioned before, has swastikas on some of his early books. But in addition, Waziristan isn't just in that location, it's also just south of China, right on the border. And if you had military intervention there, say by the U.S., that would be a perfect strategic place for a military presence by the U.S. or a military activity. So these places aren't chosen just by accident. And now, continuing with the article, the Paralese plan is that is larger than simply these regional political and economic arrangements. As Dr. Stans mentioned many times in the past, it involves a spiritual dimension as well. And that's going way back. The Rockefeller Brothers Fund in 1959 had a special studies project, a report titled The Mid-Century Challenge to U.S. Foreign Policy, where one reads that, quote, we cannot escape and indeed should welcome the task of helping to shape a new world order in all its dimensions, spiritual, economic, political, and social. Notice they put spiritual first. You would think these people are, you know, pure foreign policy wonks. No, no. Spiritual first. They recognize that.
And I really think that it's so important people understand that Carnegie was deeply into spirituality, into the dark side, as was Henry Ford. And Henry Ford was involved with spiritualism. And that, of course, is why the Ford Foundation is so involved today with all sorts of perversion and supporting perversion and supporting illegal immigration and supporting socialism and doing everything they can to destroy the love which every American should have for our way of life as they promote their Marxist philosophy. And until people understand how these people of great wealth, you know, really, of course, got their wealth, and it was because they were very supportive of this other dimension from whence the power comes.
That's right, and remember the Ford Foundation president, H. Rowan Gaither, back in the early 50s, saying they were under directives from the White House to so alter life in the U.S. as to bring about a comfortable merger with the Soviet Union. Well, concerning this spiritual aspect, Constance Cumby refers to Canadian billionaire Maurice Strong's New Age connections. Maurice Strong is very close to Kofi Annan, the previous Secretary General of the U.N., and Maurice was actually custodian of a group of New Age ashrams called the Baca in Colorado, and also the World Service Intergroup, whose purpose is to, quote, specifically assist the externalization of the hierarchy and the reappearance of the Christ. That's Maitreya. It's not Jesus. It's Maitreya, this New Age Christ. So I'd say that the larger plan in this regard is facilitated by this new group of world servers, which was founded in 1925 by occultist Alice Bailey, who had also founded Lucis Trust, formerly Lucifer Publishing, and a number of other places. And I also refer to this new group of world servers website today, listing some very prominent organizations, President Jimmy Carter's The Carter Center, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as others there.
No, that's the new group of world servers. It's really one of their front groups, isn't it?
Right. The New Group of World Servers, it sounds like a nice name, but it was really founded back in 1925 by Alice Bailey, her first works was by Lucifer Publishing. Now, to show how a specific individual fits into this larger plan, I use the example of Wayne Peterson. I'll sort of summarize here because time's running out. This fellow Peterson is in his senior year in the early 60s at University of Wisconsin going to the cafeteria. Guess who he stopped by? David Rockefeller. Now, do you really think David Rockefeller has nothing better to do than to hang around college cafeterias? Well, Rockefeller says, come on over here. You want to be in the Peace Corps. Peterson goes. He comes back after developing something very important down in South America. In his living room of his home, there sits Mel Laird, the Secretary of Defense, saying, we've got to get you a job in government. They make you one of the directors of the Fulbright program. He goes to the Merv Griffin show a few years later promoting Maitreya. And this shows how these people are placed in key positions. And he talks about Peterson, how Gorbachev is the first to work with Maitreya, doesn't mind his name being mentioned with him, with Maitreya. You won't hear that in the press today either.
And of course, Gorbachev is very deeply involved with the occult, as is Stephen Rockefeller, as is certainly Marie Strong. And until we understand the occult connection behind everything, incidentally, and if you like Wayne Peterson's book, we actually carry that for researchers. We don't recommend it, but we want you to know he is living over there just outside of Las Vegas with thousands of others waiting for the return of the Christ. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and it'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly if you'd like to get a copy of the tape of this program, why, it'll be available through Radio Liberty. If you want to understand what's really going on today, do not read the newspapers, because most of the information there is put there to confuse you. understand the common denominator, the desire for world government, the destruction of America. When you understand that, you understand why we go from war to war, why we went to war in Vietnam and never tried to win the war, and of course we went to war for the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which did occur, why we fought a no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan today. We're not allowed to win those wars. Our men are fighting bravely, but they're not given adequate equipment, but they're not giving adequate men. The leaders want to win, but I should say the military leaders want to win, but they're simply being used as cannon fodder and to destroy the youth of our America who would be here to defend us as we moved into this tyranny, but they're not going to be allowed to. Many of them are coming back ill. A third of them are seriously ill by the time they get home after this war, and over 80,000 or almost 80,000 of the veterans of the first Gulf War are dead. If you'd like the Veterans Administration figures, we'd be glad to provide them for you. And the fact you haven't read this in the controlled media is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. You need, of course, to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, listen to the DVD. You need to listen to our talk on The Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus goes with it. And you need, of course, to get the DVDs, the Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, the new DVD that we've just released now, a talk given by Chris Pinto on the Atlantis connection, because America is the new Atlantis leading the world to the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. And just as ancient Atlantis was this utopian society, well, actually it wasn't really utopian, it was so horrible that God destroyed the world. But of course this is what they believe, it was so wonderful and they want to reconstitute it. And then of course you'll want to get the emergence, Constance Cumby talking about the coming new world leader. That's a DVD or video. And then of course we have a four tape set by Constance Cumby. We have a four tape set, a four CD set on The Supernatural, written by Joanna Michelson, who wrote The Beautiful Side of Evil. You need to get the book by Malachi Martin, entitled Hostage to the Devil. And of course the four tape set that goes with that. We need to get the four tape set on the Military Commission Act, a four CD set. We have so much material. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. Remember, you can listen to our programs there on the internet, MP3 archive programs. And then, of course, we ask you to encourage others to go to our site. A lot of people will hear this and they'll say, it could not be true. I refuse to believe it's true. After all, it was true. Everybody would know about it. But after they've listened for a while, they begin to fear that maybe we're actually right in what we're telling them. And eventually when they understand that this really is true, we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural battlefield. And our religious leaders are not telling us about that battle. And of course, there's certain of us to try to get the message out. And we're persona non grata in the religious community. Why? Because, of course, they do not want people to understand that we are to worship God and to keep His commandments. We're to fear God and keep His commandments. We're to love God and keep His commandments, and we're getting a whole new religion today. The religion, of course, of Oprah Winfrey and Larry King. It's called The Secret. And if you'd like to know more about The Secret, you need to get our four tape set on The Secret, Behind The Secret, and other information available from Radio Liberty. And then we ask, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, here on Genesis Network right after Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the NutriMedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including Tetra Silver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife Type Technologies, It is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. Minnesota authorities say the death toll from Wednesday's bridge collapse may not be as high as originally thought. Five people died. The number of people not accounted for has been reduced to eight. Experts say drought conditions kept the speed and depth of the river much lower than normal, making it easier for people to escape. In a unanimous vote, the House has approved $250 million to rebuild the Minnesota bridge that was destroyed in this week's collapse. Similar legislation is ready for Senate approval. And Ford is recalling more than 3.5 million passenger cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans.